This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Large transit agencies like RTD have cut service and jobs to prepare for years of financial pain due to the pandemic. But the picture looks far different in Pueblo, where a small system has stable funding and still carries vulnerable residents. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Jesse Espinoza of Pueblo is used to hard times. He grew up poor, one of seven children in a single-parent household. At 21, he still needs to finish high school. But he says that the struggle this year has been harder than ever. He lost his job last week. He was on his way to sell plasma when I met him on a city bus on a recent morning.
I don't really have anyone to help me out, so really the bus is my only source of transportation right now. I could take a taxi or something, but when I'm broke, the bus is really it.
Others on this bus include retirees and people who can't drive for medical reasons. As transit ridership has dropped during the pandemic, the passengers who've remained are those who really need it. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar says the city's transit system exists mostly to serve them.
We've sort of bent over backwards to try to make sure that those services are available.
The city has cut transit service only slightly, and it hasn't laid anyone off. Reserves and a federal grant helped with that. Ben Valdez of Pueblo Transit says its size, only 40-some employees and 12 bus lines, it's an advantage.
At this time and place in the world, it's easier to be a smaller transit agency than a larger transit agency. We don't have the overhead issues that the larger transit agencies have to deal with.
RTD in Denver is in a much different position. It serves transit-dependent riders, too. But the pandemic means most downtown commuters are staying home and not paying fares. That's contributed to a massive budget deficit. It's planning hundreds of layoffs and has drastically cut service. But that pain exists in part because RTD is a bigger system that serves a faster-growing metro area. In the long run, policymakers see transit as key to helping fight traffic and pollution. For Pueblo, the needs are different. Mayor Nick Gradisar says traffic isn't a big issue here. The city isn't trying to get people out of their vehicles. They just want them to drive cleaner cars.
Pueblo has a goal of being 100% renewable by 2035 in terms of our electricity needs. So, you know, I've been driving an electric vehicle for 7 years.
Some passengers, like Jesse Espinoza, hope to be able to afford a car someday. But he says with jobs so hard to come by, he's grateful he can at least catch a ride for now.